Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the St. Valentine's Day edition of the Board of Adjustment for February 14th, 2019. Roll call, please.
Hummins, Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Spranger. Tom Burks.
Here.
So we got three. We have a quorum. The procedures, review the procedures. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board. Appointed by the mayor, we handle special uses and variances. You all received minutes of the January 10th meeting. Do I have any additions or corrections?
No, in fact, I'll move to approve.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. Whoops, we got a...
The annual report.
Yeah, we have the annual report for 2018. Any comments from the staff about the report? Any questions from the commissioners about the report?
None.
Nope.
How about a motion to receive the report in place of record?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The next item is the election of officers. What officers do we elect? Just the chairman and a vice? Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we re-elect the officers in place.
I'll second.
Any discussion about that? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries. We have two items before us tonight. Both of them are special use permits. The first is case number 19006 at 5055 Competition Drive. It's a special use permit to allow an outdoor service area, and it's submitted by Kevin Kellner. Staff report.
Mr. Chairman, the area that we're looking at, if we can get it on the screen here, is... right here is Forest Grove Drive, Competition Drive, and we've got Middle Road right here. This is building number 4 on lot 3 of the Betplex second edition, and the outdoor area is what we're looking at here, part of the Foundry, I believe, restaurant. This gives you a better idea of the outdoor area here highlighted on the building plan showing the seating arrangement outside. Typically, when we look at the definition for C7, public gathering and recreational activity district is intended to provide areas of entertainment and commercial uses. And then it says the uses are permitted or are characterized by large public gatherings having high volumes of traffic, noise, disruption potential, and being located adjacent to high volume streets and highways. Such facilities are expected to have large groups of people for relatively short periods of time and may be conducted on a seasonal basis. So what we're looking at is something that is in the nature of this area to begin with, since it is C7, and given that, that's basically how this site would be regarded by staff.
Okay.
Did staff see any concerns at all?
We did not receive I don't think we got any feedback at all from the public, no.
Any concerns with the layout and what's proposed?
No.
Okay. Does the applicant wish to speak in favor of it?
No.
Anybody in the audience wish to speak opposed to it? Hearing none and seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The matter carries. The second item is case 19-007. It's at 527 Competition Drive. It's a C7. It's a special use permit to allow a bar and outdoor service area in a C7 district. And it's also submitted by Kevin Kellner. Staff report, please.
Mr. Chairman, again, we already had the this building here under discussion. The outdoor service area here is part of Van's Pizza, but it's really linked to another business in that area, which is Oscar's, which is a bar, and they're the ones that are petitioning for the special use for the outdoor service. We look at the footprint, and we see, I believe, in this area right here is where we're looking at the outdoor service again. Similar to what we saw with the other proposal, it fits into the C7 district, and this is the type of activity that we would expect to be requested for businesses that are located in C7. So we don't think it's out of character with what the surrounding nature of the businesses are.
And you didn't receive any written
objections? No.
Okay. Again, the applicants here doesn't wish to say anything, and anybody opposed? Seeing no one in the audience to be opposed, touch the commission's filing.
I have only one question.
Good.
And that is, considering the proximity to the hotel, was any consideration given to the potential for late night disturbance, you know, just noise?
Or is there any time restrictions, like bands have to stop at 11 or?
I don't know that there was. Maybe the petitioner may know more about the details of when the hours of operation may occur.
Since we are working on the hotel, also the hotel actually has an outdoor area similar to what we're talking about, patio and areas where drinks can be taken, things like that. That would be in, if you can see the hotel, it's an L shape. That would be in that same area.
It's going to be an outdoor gathering area.
Okay, so it's if it's a nuisance, it will not be the only nuisance.
That's right. There's going to be at least three that I can think of right now.
Yeah, they may be coming in as well.
Okay.
Well.
I mean, these aren't uncommon, the outdoor areas, so it's not like. I think they have to have special permits for bands or things like that. This would just be a seating area.
That probably falls under a different board, so
yeah.
We're not doing the special use, so.
Okay.
We will.
Entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Matter's approved. Is there anything else to come before us tonight?
Mr. Chairman, no.
Okay, then we stand adjourned. Thank you all for coming.